So then, to conclude, this section of feeling myself and others equal, or trying to train in that. This is the number 110 to I think 10, 11, 12, maybe three stanzas. Tevi chitra chunga na minye li chung dosonga. Tegin ye la son sento niji sen tetra shahas. That is Tibetan. Therefore, just as I defend myself from even slight disparagement, in just the same way with regard to others, I should likewise have a mind protective and compassionate. You know, if somebody makes a little bit kind of criticism or a little bit complain or a little bit that seems to be saying something not so good about myself, I immediately, you know, defend myself. I go, you know, my whole system tries to defend that, and you know, very strongly and kind of committedly defend myself. In the just the same way, you know, why should I not defend others or regard others when they are being criticized, being harmed, being done injustice or given kind of pain and suffering? And why I should not be doing that? Why should I not be protective of others? Why should I not be compassionate and protect others? Because, you know, I do this because I feel that it is not good for me, it is harmful to me, I don't like those kind of negative things coming to me, and therefore I defend. But I also know that others go through the same experience as me. Others also don't like to be, you know, criticized or attacked or harmed or, you know, do anything that is hurting or, you know, giving suffering and pain. So we should do the same, because they are all like myself. They are all like, you know. And then if you think, then no, but, you know, I am myself and others and we are different. And I feel myself and I don't totally feel others like that. Then you say, that is just our habitual tendency, you know? Because my body, what we call I, is there's nothing me in it, you know. Like it says, kamba in the yendok, kwa toki tibala, upa meper chitun, doku in hipa tars. You know, what it means to say is, in English, the drop of sperm and blood belong to others, you know. my body is made originally with the sperm and blood of my parents. And then, you know, it grew up in my mother's body. So I don't have anything there as me. And it also changes. It changes all the time. And, you know, all the cells multiply and they grow and they die and, you know, like that. But I call it myself and I take it as myself. I strongly feel it and hold it as me. And even little bit, not just like physical pain, but even little bit like criticism, which doesn't really give physical pain. I feel so painful and I feel so hurt, completely out of strong grasping, and keep on doing that. So habituation. And because of that, and if I look inside me, inside my whole body, what is there that is totally something called me, something called I, something that is I can't find it. It's but still, there is, you know, I came to have in its regard a sense of I, though in itself it's devoid of entity, the body is devoid of any entity as I or me or something like that. Totally because of, you know, habituation. Of course, habituation for life after life after life, you know. And because of my little twist, my little misunderstanding, little ignorance and things like that. So why not identify another's body, calling it my I? So if I can hold this body as me, where there is nothing called I or me in it, and it originally comes somebody else's body, and it is made of so many other things, all the different elements, all the cells, all the, you know, five elements and things like that, and that I call me, why I should not call others' bodies also me? Because it's similar. It also hurts. Like it hurts my body. Why somebody hurt doesn't bother me is because I don't hold it as me. But actually, you know, if you really want peace and happiness in this world, in this community, on this earth, you know, it's not coming through just like wishing me only well and wishing me only problem, having no pain. Because that's actually the starting of the problem, you know. Everybody says, me, I want this, I don't want this, I don't want. And then through that, we have all the conflicts, we have all the aversion, we have all the attachment, we have all the anger and hatred and greed and, you know, and the jealousy and, you know, ego clinging and, you know, ego pride and all these things. And we have been bringing so much problem and difficulties and pain and suffering to each other. And not only that, but we have been destroying ourselves. We are destroying our habitat, you know, we are destroying our home. We are destroying the earth, the nature, which is actually the basis of our livelihood. You know, we live, we survive on the a balance, you know, balanced and balanced what can you say, ecosystem of the earth and all the, you know, beings on it. But we destroy that also because of. So why don't we, why shouldn't we, for our own sake, for our own good, not think of everybody as part of myself, as same as myself, as similar to myself. And then instead of just only trying to get rid of my problem and get what I want, or I only do things for me and not for others else at all, and even don't avoid hurting others and harming others, in the process actually I hurt myself and harm myself, and I create situations and causes and conditions that I myself is having all the problems. So why shouldn't we do that? You know, why don't we understand this and you know, try to see and try to understand that helping each other, seeing others' problems almost the same like yourself, and therefore if we can all help each other, then we have no problem. You know? And so why not identify another's body, calling it my I? And vice versa, why should it be hard to think of this my body as another's? So this last two lines, actually it is the beginning of exchanging myself with the others. So this, I think I already read the Tibetan. This is, you can the last first two lines, you can put it up or down, doesn't matter. So you know, in the English, and vice versa, why should it be hard to think of this my body as another's? You know, because if I can think about my body same as others, then I would care, you know, that I would, you know, that would become much more stronger, that I could, you know, if I can exchange, like, me as others and others as me, that would be a very good training, you know, for first a little bit lessening our self-centeredness and selfishness, and second, to be more more aware and more more understanding of the problems and sufferings of others. that I could actually be much more aware, much more clear. And thereby, you know, my compassion would be not something like, you know, I'm doing so good, I'm so great, because I try to help somebody. Not like that. But, you know, why not? Why not? Because, you know, helping others or bringing happiness and peace and well-being to others is actually same as helping me now and in the long run. So then we come to the next stage, that is meditating on or practicing on the exchange of myself with the others. This is, you know, in Lojong practice, in mind training, we do this, you know, taking on the sufferings of others. When you breathe in, all the problems and difficulties and sufferings, and then feel that everybody has become free from all this pain and suffering and problem and difficulties and sickness and unhappiness and things like that, because I took on, and then I purify that, or it is being purified in myself by my natural, you know, my natural wisdom and compassion, you know, my true nature, which is free from all those things. And then I breathe out, and when I breathe out, I visualize, I feel, I try to experience that all my causes and conditions of happiness, my virtues, my happiness, my health, my, you know, my good fortune, you know, my healing power, everything, positive things, light goes out and goes into all the sentient beings, and everybody feels completely happy and joyful and healed and transformed and, you know, like enlightened. I try to, you know, this is a meditation of imagination, you know. And because, you know, our mind is so powerful, you know, everything that, how I feel, how I think, how I see, how I react, actually is all about my mind, you know, how I might. So therefore, with my mind, I create enemies, I create friends, I create happiness, I create unhappiness, you know. I create hell and heaven and everything. So therefore, with this exercise, you know, this exercise of, you know, giving and taking, exchanging my my good positive things with the ills and negative things of others. You know, I work on reducing my self-centeredness, my ego clinging, and therefore all my negative emotions and habitual tendencies, and at the same time generate kindness, compassion, and also joy and joy of giving, you know, and rejoicing, and you know, learning how to be in peace, letting go. So therefore, I have no fear of losing anything. So this exercise is coming from this this understanding of, you know, exchanging my well-being or my good things with the bad things of others. So to start with, there are lots of things here. Now to start with, in short, you know, kind of the first giving a brief statement. I think I stop here because my time is going, so I will talk about this more in the next session.